Hello everyone and welcome back to another episode of Experience Kills. I am your host Ben and with me today is Richard.
I'm back. Hello everyone.
Welcome back, Richard. I did some stuff without you in the last couple of weeks and that felt really weird.
Yeah, I'm kind of bummed out that you think you can ride solo now. Not needed, am I?
Well, you know, you could have come along for Darksiders 3, but I don't think you'd have had much to enjoy there, sir. So I think I did you a service, let's say that. Okay, thank you. We're in the season of Doom right now. We're running up to the big Doom Eternal release in March, and kind of in the spirit of that, I checked out a little game that came to consoles towards the end of last year, which is very much sort of inspired by the classic early 90s version of Doom, and that is Demon Pit, by a single man developer based out of Ireland, I believe.
And, is he a single man? Is he not?
Well, he's worked with I think he's worked in conjunction with, you know, off-site support, as it were.
But he might be married or something, though. We don't know, do we?
Well, we don't know, Sam. Sam Redfern, he may be married. He may be single. Both are a possibility. But Sam Redfern from Psychic Software, clearly Demon Pit is a bit of a labour of love, you know, something inspired by that era of first-person shooter, you know, which gave us Doom and Quake and all those other, well, mostly Doom and Quake, I suppose. and then the sequels, and then the other games made by id Software. So, you know, just the, really those good ones. So that's fine. I love those games. There's not a great deal to say about Demon Pit. It's one of those games that is a single concept, and it is what you'd expect from that concept. So it's an arena shooter. It has a permadeath mechanic. You have one life. It's very, very difficult for the most part. It's very challenging, even the first early levels. And you just run around an arena that sort of morphs and changes as it spawns out monsters and you shoot them with the various guns you find in the arena. You know, everything from your starting pistol through shotguns and grenade launchers and flamethrowers and rocket launchers and all that sort of stuff. The only kind of mechanic in there that's slightly different is there's like this grapple hook thing, which you can use to zip around the arena at great speed and like go through the air. And so you're doing these kind of like balletic movements as you're flying through the air and, you know, trying to take aim at the demons beneath you and the creatures that are flying at you. And that's the game. That's the game.
So it's kind of Doom cross Sekiro.
Yeah, I guess so, because it's run-based and there's high scores and there's a leaderboard and the whole objective is just to try and climb that leaderboard and clear more of the levels and just get harder and harder enemies and harder combinations of them. I think it's fine. It's just a bit slight, I guess, is my criticism of it. There's nothing wrong with it. It's doing what it's meant to do quite well. I guess the problem I had, I'm playing it on Xbox, and you can tell it would be better on a PC because of the keyboard and mouse.
Yeah.
The aiming on the console is almost just too slow and inaccurate. I often find myself whiffing shots because I think the port here onto the controller is sort of like almost like a one-to-one mapping. So it's sometimes it feels too sluggish and sometimes it feels too sensitive. There's no aim assist. So when you're dealing with like moving around at such speed and so many enemies and like you do not take a lot of hits to die, you know, missing a couple of shots can be really critical and important.
Yeah.
So that's sort of a bit of a problem for me. And in a weird way, I've actually been playing original Doom recently, you know, in the run up to the new one. And one of the things is that obviously you can't look up and down in the original Doom.
You forget how weird that is. Yeah.
That is super weird, but like it makes it a lot more manageable in a way when you're dealing with huge amounts of enemies coming at you. Whereas adding that 3D plane like we have in Demon Pit, and then of course this kind of like hook shot, grappling hook mechanic that sends you flying around the levels all at the same time, or flying around the arena all at the same time, it makes it really difficult to actually track the enemies and deal with them. Yeah, but I think it's a case of practice makes perfect.
Okay, so it does look like a slight experience. I mean, it's all arena based, isn't it? So I haven't played it, you have, but looking at the trailers, it looks very much like it rests on the influence of Doom. How do the weapons feel? Does it feel as good as it looks? Because it seems to have nailed that heavy impact of its arsenal, you know.
How do they feel? Not great. I mean,
really?
I think they're very much, you know, scaled based on the level you're on, because they're pickups from within the arena. So you start with the pistol, which feels kind of like crap. Then you get a fairly decent shotgun. The assault rifle's not amazing. It doesn't give great feedback. I found the grenade launcher kind of unintuitive because of the way the grenades only exploded like on a timer. They didn't explode on impact with the enemies. You know, beyond that, I'll be honest, I didn't get that much further than that many times because it is so hard. I think I mostly only got up into the teens of the levels, and I must have done, you know, 20 or so runs. I think it's one of those games that if you really want to put the time in and you want to maybe if you've got friends who've got it and you're just chasing those high scores and you're trying to compete with each other, I can totally see the appeal there. But just because there's no story, there's no real progression, there's no different levels. So the level, like I said, morphs, walls go up and down, fire pits will like appear, so you have to stay airborne to keep over them, or laser grids to dodge, you know, that, so you're using the hooks and stuff to fly around and stuff the level, and while basically your one tactic with the enemies is kiting them, so you're just keeping them at a distance as you run away, be that through the grapple hook or just by running on the floor, so you can then turn around and shoot as you strafe and run backwards. Basically, that seems to be the predominant strategy I discovered, though maybe that was incorrect, because let's be honest, I'm not the best at this sort of game. This isn't really my forte, but no, it's a fairly slight experience, but executed well enough. Yeah.
So you talked about playing with friends. It is just a single player with leaderboards thing, isn't it? Should there be anything more, do you think? Because it's so hard, it seems like that would be ripe for a co-op experience.
Yeah, but I mean, this was a labour of love. It says on the guy's website, you know, made during his spare time. It's not a huge production. I think the fact that it's out on PC and consoles is quite impressive in itself. I enjoyed my time with it for what it is, but that is all it is. Yeah.
Okay. It is kind of a pocket money experience though, right? So it's sub £10, maybe £5 or £6 in that region.
Yeah, something.
So, yeah, I mean, talking about it being slight, that's not a downer on it, because, you know, by design, it is quite a, you know, a smaller experience pitched accordingly. So
absolutely. So that's Demon Pit, brought to us by, I think, what did I say it was, Psychic Software? Yes, Psychic Software. I've just double-checked my notes, and that is correct. And yeah, that's out on Xbox One, PS4, I believe, maybe the Switch, and definitely PC. I'd have to double check, but I don't know off the top of my head. I played on Xbox One, and it played well enough. If you want to follow more content, please like and subscribe to this video on Experience Kills. You can also listen to the audio version of this on iTunes and Spotify. You can find us at Experience Kills. You can find me at DIYE and Richard at Colonel Red. It's been a little while since I did all that, and I think I remembered it correctly. So that's going quite well. We'll be back soon with another episode. So until then, goodbye.
Goodbye.